The scripture we're going to begin with is out of Matthew. It's Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' And John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'Brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the coming wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Matthew 3, 1 through verse 12. In this scripture, we see the ministry of John the Baptist to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. He is the one that Isaiah talked about. He's the one of the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And his message was repentance and cleansing, baptizing by water. And they confessed their sins and they were baptized by water. Now let's just look at John the Baptist. He was from the family of Zechariah and Elizabeth, who was barren. He was conceived right before Jesus of Nazareth was conceived. He was cousin to Jesus of Nazareth. They were in the same family and the tribal lineage, except that, and this is interesting, I think, except that John the Baptist was of the Levitical priesthood, because his father was serving as the high priest, the Kohen HaGadol, in the temple, when he had a visitation from the angel saying, "You're going to conceive a son. Your wife is Elizabeth in her old age, will bear a son." And he was in disbelief, and so he was struck dumb. To me, this indicates that the Levitical priesthood, through unbelief, is going to be struck silent. They have nothing to say. And that John the Baptist, when he began his ministry, it was in the Jordan, in the wilderness. The Jordan means the going down of Dan. It signifies the judgment, because Dan was the judge. He was the tribe that judges. And the Jordan goes all the way down into the wilderness in the Dead Sea. John the Baptist had to go out into the wilderness because the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Levitical priesthood, was so corrupt that he could not retain a pure message of repentance being in that climate. That very climate, and this speaks of this in Isaiah 1. It was so corrupt that you had to corrupt yourself in order to survive. So he was driven into the wilderness where he sought the Lord. And the Levitical priesthood's ministry And the ministry of John the Baptist, which he fulfilled, that's why Jesus said there's no one greater, there's no greater prophet in the Old Testament, because the Levitical priesthood was to bring repentance. All the ordinance, statutes, and commandments were set up, rolled into the Ten Commandments, rolled into love God, and then love your neighbor as yourself, the apex of the spirit of the law, was was supposed to be represented by the Levitical priesthood. And their job was to bring, to teach the law and to bring people to repentance, not to worship the law and that there was salvation in the law, but to bring them to God, to show people how to be a nation set apart that serves the Lord and be a light unto the nations. And the Levitical priesthood's job, really, it was initiated through the Abrahamic covenant when God initiated it. And it speaks about this, but I'm getting ahead of myself, about raising up stones from Abraham. So the Levitical priesthood was to bring repentance. Oh my gosh, we didn't know that's what the law said. We're sorry, we're going to turn away. And then we're going to wash ourselves. We're going to be baptized by water. We're going to be cleansed. So there are many baptisms or consecrations. Even the priesthood itself, before they went into the temple to serve the Lord, had to wash this and bathe that and have clean clothes. And they themselves had to go through like 5 days of ritual sometimes with anointings and garments. And these things all spoke of coming out of the world and the holiness of God, because the job of the Levitical priesthood was to teach the difference between the profane and the holy. The profane and holy. Righteousness and wickedness. It was a lesson plan, if you will. But it wasn't the end. It wasn't the provision. One was coming after that. There was the fulfillment of the feast. And was from the covenant that was shed in blood from the foundations of the earth. And this John the Baptist spoke about was Jesus. Now let's look. So John the Baptist had to come out, had to be separate, okay, because the priesthood was ruled by the world, the flesh, and the devil. You know, they were on the corners of the street making long prayers and tithing mint and cumin, but inside they were completely corrupted. Their hearts were, they were full of the world, the flesh, and the devil. It was a worldly temple. They gave obedience to Herod. They didn't hold up, you know. They had double standards everywhere. Well, of course I'm special. I have special Levitical DNA. Now, interestingly enough, Jesus does not have any Levitical priesthood in his DNA. There are no Levites. There's no Levitical priesthood in his genealogy. But there is in John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was the last. This is why Jesus said he's the greatest of the Old Testament. But that was the closing of that priesthood and the inauguration of the Melchizedek priesthood, which Jesus was from. He was a priest, prophet, and a king after the throne of David. And I'll get into that in just a little bit further into this passage. Now, this says, so this John the Baptist in verse 5, it says, they went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about the Jordan. They had to come out of the synagogue and the temple teachings. They had to come out into the wilderness. They had to be separated, because really it speaks of Hosea. Hosea's wife, Gomer, was a prostitute. These people were prostitutes to the political system of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Levitical priesthood, by and large, were the prostitutes of the Roman system, the political systems, worldly ambitions. The heart of God was not in them. So the people had to come out. And John the Baptist, to hear John the Baptist preach. And they were baptized of him in the Jordan. And when they were baptized, this is the phrase, confessing their sins. So this is the baptism of repentance and water. You confess your sins and you are cleansed, you're washed. Okay, this is an external washing. These are the things that you get dirty on going through the day. You wash your garments, you wash your body, and you become cleansed. Verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, because he knew who they were, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He didn't hold back on that one. He called them brood of snakes. And so did Jesus in Matthew 24, and lays out the seven sins of the Levitical priesthood before he goes into the high priestly prayers with his disciples in light of his imminent suffering and crucifixion for sin. He lays out in Matthew 23, let me check to make sure. Pretty sure it's Matthew 23. They sit in Moses' seat. Yep. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. So it's Matthew 23. Because, and this is put in here, in this place, and at this time, because the priesthood is more accountable. And this is what John the Baptist says. You who told you to flee from the wrath. He knew they were after him. He knew they were going to go tattletale, you know, to Herod. And they were going to kill him, because all Jesus said in Jerusalem, all the prophets, Jerusalem kills all the prophets because it's so hypocritical. The law cannot save you. And there's nothing new under the sun. It's this way again today. Now let's, I'm going to pause and we'll start the next segment. In verse 9.